I think it was a very, very constructive exercise because he's seen firsthand from personnel in Malinhead the new improvement works, the new investment that has gone into the Malinhead radio station, and the thorough presentation by members of staff in relation to the good work and best practice that goes on at Malinhead radio station. So it was a very, very valuable exercise from that point of view. It was a constructive dialogue. The Minister was very much in listening mode.
The point's also been made, particularly by East Derry MLA John Dallet, that there is a very distinct and important cross-border dimension to what Malin does, and that's not recognised and addressed in the report on the Minister's desk.
It certainly is. There's, you know, a very, very cooperative relationship between the Northern Coast Guard and the Southern, not just at a department and government level, but also within the volunteers. So, you know, that's a very good point. I know I've spoken to John Dallet himself prior to this meeting. He is very anxious that we have ongoing dialogue.
And do you believe that when making decisions on the future of Malinhead Coast Guard Station in the weeks and months to come, Minister Varadkar will take on board what he saw and what he heard yesterday?
From my first meeting with him in Dublin, once this report was hot off the press, I said to the Minister, I said, Minister, look, let's look at solutions. And he has said to me time and time again, look, he's going to look at solutions, he's going to look at options, and he wants to work with the personnel.